And now, Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. There is a vast difference between ownership and being a hireling. Ownership means that you really are involved with something, someone. Years ago, my nephew went with Patty and I fishing on the Withlacoochee River. Patty's idea of fishing is that she sits in the bow of the boat with her back to the bow reading a book. That's how she fishes. So we were out fishing on the curve of the river, and everything was tranquil and going very well until a big airboat came around the curve, pushing a sizable wave toward the boat, which Patty did not see. And I wish you could have seen her face when the wave rolled over her back and the boat began to sink. And the next thing I knew, things happened very quickly. We lost $1,000 worth of fishing equipment in the bottom of the river. And I looked up and Patty was standing on the bank with her book in one hand, the fishing bait in the other. I'm still in the river. And my nephew, who is a deputy sheriff at the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Department, was holding his pistol up in the air, paddling toward shore. I'm still in the river with my boat. So I grab the rope and I go swim to the edge and we start pulling the boat in, and my nephew, who's not a very good swimmer, was obviously concerned with his own safety and his pistol. And I said, why didn't somebody help me with the boat? He said, it wasn't my boat. That's my nephew. Well, ownership carries some sort of commitment with it. I've heard priests say, my flock and my congregation. That's totally false. We're God's flock. The Good Shepherd's flock. Mother Susan and I are just sheepdogs. That's the reason we wear the collars. And we run around to remind us that we work for the Good Shepherd. And we run around barking and nipping at your heels about tithing and about loving each other and about loving God and seeking God's will and such, but basically, if you're determined to run over the cliff into the ravine, there's not much we can do about it except help you pick up the pieces and the Good Shepherd will heal the hurt. Jesus said, I'm the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for a sheep. Now, beloved, there are other shepherds in human form that want you to be their flock. And I'm here to tell you, you cannot depend on them. We cannot put our faith in a human shepherd. You can't put your faith in me as a shepherd, because I'll let you down, I'll guarantee it. That's the way we are as humans. And what makes Christ good is his willingness to be involved, his steadfastness to be involved with us in God's looking out for us through the Good Shepherd. We're his sheep, his passion, his primary concern, and we're also his extended family with Christ as our brother and shepherd and God as our father. We need to get to know his voice, his touch, his walk. We need to know his thoughts so that his thoughts become our thoughts. As Paul said, we put on the mind of Christ. So that when we think and react, we're thinking and reacting as Christ would have done. Ownership is not about merely about possession. It's being bound to something beyond ourselves, identifying so strongly that it becomes a part of us. A man was visiting his friend in California not long ago. They met in the airport, and his friend was getting in the car. The visitor was getting in his friend's car and happened to bump a car next to him with the door just lightly. Well, it happened to be a beautiful, fancy little red sports car, and the driver was in the driver's seat and hopped out immediately and started yelling at the man, "What the fiddly-dee are you doing?" I cleaned it up a little bit. And the other man who met the visitor hopped out and said, "Don't talk to him like that. It was an accident. You don't even see anything that's damaged." And the man said, "I'm not talking to you, Buster." And the other guy said, "Well, if you're talking to him, you're talking to me." And that, you see, beloved, is what Christ is saying. "If you've done it unto the least of these, you've done it unto me." We all deserve to have someone in our lives who will say, "When you're talking to him, you're talking to me. When you're talking to her, you're talking to me." That's not codependency, it's agape, it's self-giving love. If the shepherd had been a hired hand, we'd not even know his name, or he wouldn't know our name. The good shepherd, on the other hand, lays down his life for the sheep. And guess what? That's what he did. That's what he did. And on the night before he died, they all fell asleep after a big meal, and the sound of the shepherd's voice ringing in their ears. And as they slept, they shared a terrible nightmare, where wolves came out of the forest and took the shepherd and tore him to shreds on a hillside outside of town. And in the nightmare, they huddled for safety, unable to think, "What on earth are we going to do without a good shepherd?" For fear of the wolves that might come and finish the job. But then, on the third day, as he said, they heard his voice again, far away at the beginning, but then gradually louder and closer, until finally he was in the room with them, showing them his hands and the wound in his side. And suddenly everything was the same, but it wasn't. Everything was different. They had gone to sleep as disciples. Disciples are those who sit at the feet of the Master and learn. And they had awakened as apostles. Apostles are those who are sent out with a mission. That's those early disciples turned apostles. That's you and me. That's us. And as he stood there, he handed them verbally each a staff. And sent them out with a mission. And he said, "Do for them as I did for you. And when you've done it unto the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you've done it unto me." That's a wonderful mystery. Jesus Christ is our good shepherd, And at the same time, he has given us a staff, you and me, the staff of apostleship. And he says to us, as you do it to the least of these, as you do it to each other, as you care for each other, as you love each other, you're doing it to me. And he says to us, as he says to Peter, tend my sheep. Tend my sheep. Do for them as I'm doing for you. And then he gestures to us with the nail-scarred hand, and he said, go and do likewise. Tend my sheep. Amen.